At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right. We talked about Myles Garrett. We'll talk about that at some other point. I'm tired of it at this point. So you heard what he had to say, and he...
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Can we end it at that? Miles, slow down. End of story. So that way we don't talk about it
anymore. Drive the speed limit. Be safe. We love you. We want you around a long time. We don't want you to have any issues. Slow down.
216-474-0092. While you were sleeping last night, the Guardians slipped into third place because Kansas City won their fifth game in a row. And so now Kansas City is sitting in second behind Detroit, 65-61 there. 9 games back of the Tigers, who a week ago when the Guardians were just 5 games back, everyone was like, they still got a shot at the Central. Now as they tinker on the edge of being 10 games back,
see ya.
That doesn't feel real good.
See ya.
Is the end near, or is it... The end, I think, has happened in the Central. Wild card still lives, though, but they're 64-61. They're 9.5 back on the Tigers in the AL Central. And then if you want to look at the wild card race, the way they sit now, Kansas City, as they slip past them in the AL Central, that means they also slip past them in the wild card race. So it's funny, 2 days ago, the Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox were all dead even. Today, the Yankees have a 1-game lead. Seattle and Boston also hold wild card spots, while the Royals sit just a mere 2.5 back, and the Guardians are sitting at 3 back. So that's where you're at on that. What?
Who are you, like Walter Winchell?
What?
Just a mere 2 games back.
Oh, well, thank you.
A mere.
You sound like King of the Hill there for a second. You're Hank Hill. You did. That's kind of a Hank Hill you had going on there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that
it was Tom Anderson, Andy. Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
Have you seen the new ones?
New Beavis and Butthead?
No, not Beavis and Butthead. King of the Hill.
I watched Beavis and Butthead, not King of the Hill.
Oh,
I believe we are getting new Beavis and Butthead though at some point.
So. Are we really? They're already out.
Wow! Well, oh, they are.
Now? Yeah.
I just find it. Jeff, you're probably, and this is a compliment, you're probably one of the most straight-laced guys I know. And the fact that you love Beavis and Butthead is just so, like, out of character for you.
Have you seen the top of the mountain, Andy?
I have not, Jeff.
It is good.
I will say, when SNL did their Beavis and Butthead skit 2 years ago, that was hysterical. All right, so looking at the Guardians, Jeff, have they... reached the top of the mountain and now everything's downhill.
No, they haven't. That's the problem, Andy.
Why?
You know what this team is?
I have no idea what
they are. What'd you say the record was? 64-61?
They are currently sitting at 64-61. That's what their record says they are.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're a slightly slightly okay baseball team right now. And in order to become more than that, they got to get hot. And I don't know that they will. You know, we mentioned real early in the show, Tanner Bibee, who I like a lot. I like Tanner. I like the way he pitches. He's been leaving the ball up a lot this year. He's getting hit hard, giving up a lot of home runs. He's given up four or more runs in eight of his last nine games. And agreed, guys, he was the number one guy going into the season. He was their ace.
Yep.
And that hasn't worked. He's been okay, and I'm sure he'll be fine long term, but he's not having the best of years. And their other starting pitching is young and learning. It's not bad. I like it. But it's not there. It's not locked in yet. And I think it just needs some time to mature. And they don't have enough hitters. That's, you know, if you're Tanner Bibee and you give up four runs in eight of nine starts with this offense, you're not going to win games. I mean, you might win a couple here and there. Last night they scored more than four. But, you know, if he's going five, six, seven innings and you're giving up four runs, maybe the other team's not done scoring. It's their pitching has to be really good to make up for an offense that's not that great all the way around.
This is like the craziest stat of all. So the Royals have a half game lead on the Guardians. Go, let's just play the wild card game on this, right? So the Royals
can't hit either.
They're dead even. They've scored exactly the same amount of runs as they've given up all season. That's weird.
But it's not a whole lot of runs.
Well, here's what's insane to me. Like, and this just shows you how the pitching has carried the team this year for the Guardians. The Rangers have scored almost 80 more runs than the Guardians, yet the Guardians are only three back and the Rangers are six back. Does that seem weird? I mean, they have a three-game lead on the Rangers, and the Rangers are plus 46. The Guardians are minus 33, which takes you to 79.
You know, in theory, you could lose 60 games 10-1.
True.
And you'd be a 100-win team.
Yeah.
So, though I think that's a really interesting and telling stat, because it, you know, it combines your offense with your pitching, does it not?
Yes.
I mean, that's what it does.
Yeah, it does.
And so, clearly, one part of that can be lacking for a team, and you have issues, and it's lacking with the hitting side for our team. Pitching's been okay.
All right, so let me ask you, speaking of pitching, they're going to start Parker Messick tonight. Yep. First start ever.
This afternoon,
you're right, it's an afternoon game.
I think it's a 3:40 start.
What does that say about where they are? Are they developing, or are they trying to win?
I'll say trying to win, and I'll say it for this reason.
Okay.
Something they didn't like about Joey Cantillo. I'm still trying to figure that out. Apparently, the idea was they want him to throw more strikes. Okay, I get it. And that control was a little bit of an issue. One of the front office guys said that when he was talking with Matt and Rick during a game. And also mentioned it to reporters. They want him to throw more strikes. Okay. Except Joey looked like he's been pretty good. And you don't have Luis Ortiz anymore. So you were looking for somebody there, and they decided maybe Cantillo's not the guy. One thing about Parker Messick, maybe the time's just right, Andy. He was a second-round draft choice.
Right.
I mean, the guy was highly thought of coming out of Florida State, second-round pick, and he has moved up quickly. Last year, he started last season in Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was in Akron. This year, he's been in AAA the whole time. You don't look at wins and losses very often in the minor leagues as a great sign of success, but his ERA, pretty solid, 3.47. Most importantly, Andy, he's from Plant City High School in Florida.
Former home of the Reds, right?
Alma mater of Wade Boggs.
Oh, well, that's all that matters.
Pete Alonso.
They have big strawberries. That's
Jack
a big strawberry.
Jack Caglione, who was a first-rounder last year.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Tucker and the comedian Gallagher.
Oh, wow. Well, fair enough.
That's the watermelon and the sledgehammer. Here we go.
You. Wait, I didn't know you were doing obscure facts. We would have got you music for that.
No, I didn't need it. That's it. I'm done.
Plant City was a former home of the Reds, right? It's kind of halfway between Tampa and Orlando.
I want to see Parker Messick throw. Let's see. He's built like us, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
He's
225.
He's not
your great big 6'6" lanky lefty. Built like a linebacker. Let's go out and throw like a linebacker.
Just kind of looking he hasn't given up.
He's been good.
Yeah, he has been good.
I mean, they Guy was a second-round pick. This organization identifies college pitching. They draft college pitching. They develop college pitching. So that's why I can't say, Andy, well, you're giving up on the pennant race because you're starting this guy. No, you drafted this guy to be a starter for you. I mean, you drafted a guy in the second round to be part of your rotation. So maybe they just think, hey, now's the time. He's more ready to help us win than Joey Cantillo.
So maybe. You don't see this as developmental, like let's get a young guy up here to get him ready for next season. You see this as a guy that could have some instant impact, and he's going to keep this team in the race.
My hope is this. He gives them a chance to win today's game, and then they'll see what they do from there. You know, maybe they just sent Cantillo down and wanted them to miss a start. What is it? You got to send a guy down. He's got to stay there 10 days. Maybe he stays there 10 days and
unless
comes
you have
back.
An injury, right?
Yeah. So, I don't think starting Parker Messick is raising the white flag. In fact, it might be, hey, this guy's going to give us a chance to win. Let's go get him now.
Dan, what do you think? White flag or win now?
It's the guards. They do such a good job of just threading that needle in between developing guys for the future and being able to compete in the current.
Sure do. With pitching especially.
With pitching, and it frustrates the hell out of all of us.
Yep.
To no end. Because we wish they would pick a lane and just stick with it because we think it'd be for the better of the franchise, but yet they continue to do it, and it continues to work.
Can you tell I like Joey Cantillo?
A smidge.
I'm a little surprised they sent him down. Maybe it was something with Logan Allen last year. Mm-hmm. Something that he was doing they didn't like, and they felt we get back down there and figure it out. Which Logan's done a pretty good job. Honestly, the problem with this starting rotation to me, Andy, right now, in the past, they usually had one guy who you thought, well, that guy's nails.
Right.
You know, it was Corey Kluber. It was Shane Bieber. Now they've got a bunch of guys who you think, I like him. He could really develop into something.
Yeah, I feel good about that. There's a lot of guys like that. Yeah.
But they don't have that guy. Oh, Bieber's pitching today. Good. Got a great chance to win. Let's go.
All right. I want to talk about this in the next segment. I'm bringing it up real quick right now. And if you want to chime in next segment, you're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Rob Manfred was doing Little League stuff, right? Is that where he was?
Commish, baby. Yeah.
The classic over the weekend, which is why you saw all the fun bats everybody was using and fun cleats and all that stuff.
And so he brought up the theory of perhaps not only expansion, but realignment. And so that got everybody going on all these stories. Like, all you need to do is Google MLB realignment, and you'll see that there's everyone's got the way they think it should look. When we come back, I want to ask you about this, Jeff. Is it important that there are certain teams the Guardians should be playing that would be beneficial for the fans, for the organization? Because you remember, when they split off before, and, people, it's hard to believe that the Guardians / Indians were in the same division as the Yankees, and they just could never get there, and the Red Sox, right, and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard, and so the best thing that ever happened was the Central, at least I think so, for this organization, franchise. So I want to look at some of these realignments that are out there right now, and I want your take on that. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 90.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
92.3 The Fan. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So we were talking a little bit about the Guardians, and they'll play later this afternoon. They wrap up that series with the Diamondbacks sitting 3.5 back on that wild card spot. And it's kind of where they are. You would kind of question whether the season is heading towards an ending here, or if they could have got one more big run in them to try to get to the playoffs. And again, you still got a little bit of time. I mean, I'm not going to really throw up they would have to fall at least 6-7 back in the wild card for me to say it's over, if that is prior to the 31st, though. I think everything changes on September 1st, because that last month always seems to fly by. And there's other distractions going on, and you start looking at other stuff. So the key is they cannot fall. I actually think 5 is probably right. What do you think?
Wild card?
Yeah.
I don't think all those teams ahead of them, Andy, are going to play great ball the rest of the way. I think somebody's going to slip.
So you're saying the Mariners, the Yankees, or the Red Sox?
Somebody has to slip up a little bit.
And now the Royals.
One of those teams can probably be had, but not the way our team's playing. Mm-mm. The team's been a little streaky. The big losing streak, and then turn around and having a great big winning streak, and now they've lost 4 of their last 5, I believe it is. They've got to get just a little more consistency, because you take that big losing streak and then take that great run and now take 4 out of the last 5. If you add it all up, what do you have? A .500 baseball team.
And that's what they are in the standings.
Right. And so they've got to get hot and stay hot for an extended period of time here. And I don't mean win 20 in a row, although that would be handy. Mm-hmm. But, you win every series the rest of the way, Andy, I'll bet they make the wild card.
They got to win series. You're right. I don't think they're better than the Mariners. I'll be honest with you. I don't think they're better than the Mariners. I don't think they're better than the Red Sox. And I don't think they're better than the Yankees.
I agree with you, but that doesn't mean they can't get there.
Yeah. What do you think, Dan?
The Yankees are the ones I would circle. There's something weird going on with them.
Yeah, get really past is. Them.
Yeah.
There's something weird going on with that team.
I wonder if it's Boone's last year there.
Yeah. It kind of just seems very stale, would be the word I would use to pick the Yankees right now. I think the Mariners are one of the better teams in baseball.
And they loaded up.
I do too.
They're really good.
Yeah, they
That's
loaded
a
up.
Really good team.
They were in it to win it at the time.
And that Red Sox team can hit. I mean, they hit and they hit again and hit more. You can kind of get to their starting pitching. You can get to their bullpen a little bit, but boy, they score runs. And especially after the Devers trade, they've taken off, which is weird. Hmm.
Thomas Shaker. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, I'm taking off speaker. So I'm kind of not feeling too positive. I'm not feeling it this year. I don't know if you're, I don't think that we have chops this year. Hmm. We do play the Mariners and the Red Sox back-to-back series, so the World Big Series, and both of those series are home, I believe. So, I mean, we take 4 out of 6 from them, but even still, it just feels like, I know there's still a month and a half left. It just doesn't feel like they got the momentum. I mean, they're struggling against the Diamondbacks right now. It just don't feel good at all.
Yeah, and the Braves didn't feel good either. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it. All right, over the weekend, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred started talking about expansion and an opportunity to geographically realign both of those. Let me start this with both of you guys, because I just want to ask you this question. Do you feel like there's a bond for the Guardians to have to play any given team in the league? And it's not really the rival question. It might be more of you would be disappointed, and there'd be no advantage for the Guardians to lose
Detroit.
Okay, so there's one. Is there any other team that they need to play?
Oh, we could look at the geography on this.
The Yanks. I mean, that's always one for me is the Yankees.
But you they're not going to end up in the same division.
You mean
division.
Like in a division, Dan, or you mean just to play them during the season?
It seemed right now like if we're having the, okay, who are the biggest rivals for the Guardians that they must play? The Yankees right now are them because that's the roadblock. Every time they face them in the playoffs, yeah. That seems to be the roadblock.
That's very true. But the Yankees might be that for most every team in the American League.
Right.
You know, and so I'm just, are you looking division, Andy, or are you just thinking... Are you going to play everybody
league.
Every year?
The way it is now,
you're going to play everybody.
Okay, so let me just give you the Athletic said, the Athletic went in and did their American League realignment. They did it as the American League realignment. And they're not looking beyond the boundaries of what is American League and National League, which I think is
You mean
just,
the teams that are actually in the American League now, they didn't change leagues?
They did not, but they did add Portland or Salt Lake City.
Well, they're not East.
No, and they would be in the new AL West,
they
right?
Might be West.
So let me give you what the Athletic said would be the new American League realignment. Toronto, New York, Boston, Baltimore is the AL East. Any problems with that?
Anybody? Yeah, you know who you could put in there? You could put Tampa. Toronto with us.
Well, guess what?
Well, I mean, you got that's pretty much the AL East right now then.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make a ton of sense geographically.
I didn't realize this.
Because there's a team in Tampa.
They moved Tampa to the National League in their realignment.
See,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Play them with Florida.
So this is the way the American League would look. Yeah, actually, they moved a couple teams around here. I should have caught that. So they put Toronto, New York, Baltimore, Boston. Okay. They're one. That's the AL East.
What's our
new
division?
The new AL North.
North.
Would
North.
Be.
Don't call it the Central. By God, it's the North.
The North remembers.
The North would be Cleveland.
Winter is coming.
Detroit, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
Pardon me while I go. Ugh.
It's a yawn.
I'm cool with it. I mean, that's the thing is there's no division build that you're going to have with the guards in it that everybody's going to look at and go, yes.
Yeah. What?
I have one. I think I do. Let me.
Who's Kansas City with then? Texas?
That's right. It's still in the American League.
Texas and Houston?
Kansas City.
Or do they move Houston back?
Texas, Houston, and Colorado. That's a league change on Colorado.
That's a pretty big division.
And then out west?
Out west,
Seattle.
The new AL West would be
Angels.
Seattle, Portland or Salt Lake, Vegas, and the Angels. So they had separated. I think it's also interesting that they separate. I saw another one that had the Mets and the Yankees together, had the Angels and the Dodgers together, too.
Same with the White Sox
and the White Sox and the Cubs.
If you're going to be moving teams around, okay, and they obviously did. If you're going to move teams around, how do the Guardians not end up in the same division as Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
That's my point. I said the same thing. The league should almost mirror the NFL. Let's be honest.
Well, geography-wise, yeah.
Geography, it makes sense. But the question then
you can
becomes...
drive to Pittsburgh and watch a game and go home the same night.
To the playoffs who is your, easier if you're a Guards fan, too.
Who is your four... Like, I think we all agree Cincinnati. I think we all agree Pittsburgh and
Probably
Cleveland
Detroit,
belong together.
Detroit. And Detroit.
Does that just make too much sense?
Well, if you're doing geography, personally, I would hate to see completely reshuffling of the American and National Leagues. I'm kind of a traditionalist when it comes to baseball.
So should it be as soft as, what was it, the Steelers, the Browns, who am I missing? Who came over?
The Colts.
The Colts.
Went to the AFC from the NFL.
Right. Would it be that sort of realignment? Would that bother you, three teams? Because in this, it's just...
No, it wouldn't bother me, but I we'd all get used to it. But, you know, if you're the Guardians, clearly... Geographically, that's what makes sense, right? I mean, it's the three closest teams to where we are. How do you go wrong? And if there's anybody else that should be in there, it's Toronto. If you're going to throw somebody out, but why would you throw out Detroit? Detroit and Cleveland are very, very doable. Cincinnati, right down the highway. Pittsburgh, right over, just over the state line. If you're going geography and nothing else, then that's the division. And if you're going to mix leagues, then they should. And that's what you should make the division.
So there were other ones that were out there, like Yahoo had another one where they realigned too. And then Yahoo had what the Guardians in this one. They had them in the they realigned it without really American League and National League. They just had there's the East, the North, the Mid-Atlantic, South, Great Lakes, Midwest, Southwest, which to me sounds like Little League.
Is that
it?
Eight divisions then?
Yes.
Yeah. And I West. Hate how everyone's throwing out eight divisions. That I hate.
Wow. I do too. You know why? One team could be good and you could have three dogs. Or you could have...
But that's true in football too. Does it bother you in football?
No, because they actually... No, because football plays 17 games. In 162 games, you could have one team that just it has a lead by June, and it's over. If you're in a division with three of the four teams are dogs.
So I think one of the things that is key is if Nashville gets a team. Because there's no way you're not going to marry the Reds and Nashville. That's a marriage. Or Charlotte.
Why not?
Because you have a natural rivalry there. If you're going to put the Reds in the league,
why?
They're going to be in the same. Because they're relatively close.
Not as close as Cleveland and Cincinnati.
How far is Nashville from Cincinnati? Now you got me wondering.
And I am the I've last done this, person to ask geography
questions. Well, I've done this drive before. I'll look it up in a second. Let me tell you where.
Kansas City, Nashville, St. Louis.
Okay, and the Reds. That's the fourth team. According to Yahoo, what they would do is they would do Royals, Cardinals, Reds, Nashville.
The only thing that would get interesting is Nashville is a huge area for Cardinals fans. So sticking a team
in Nashville.
It's where
the AAA team was, right?
And so, yeah, so you would have to then, if you decided to match them with the Cardinals, I wonder how well that would do, or if maybe you would just run into Tampa 2.0, where you basically got this stadium, and here's Nashville, and then when the Cards come to town, good luck.
4-hour, 12-minute drive, 273 miles from Cincinnati to Nashville.
I got
so it's closer. Cincinnati's closer.
It's kind of like how they did a good job with the Nationals, keeping them in the East because there were so many Orioles fans that lived in D.C. So then that way you can establish your own thing instead of just turning it into Baltimore South.
It's a 20-minute difference between Nashville and Cleveland for Cincinnati. 4:15 to Cincinnati. You've done that drive a thousand times. Is that right? 4:15?
It's not that much from. Depending on where you are, if you're in Cleveland, it's a little longer.
Just depends on where you are.
If you're south.
And by the way, I kind of feel like if the line for Cincinnati had them in Kentucky, you would think of Cincinnati as a southern city. They're in the south to me. I'm sorry. I'm willing to give Cincinnati up. Congratulations. We're going to annex Cincinnati. What do you think Kentucky would give us? Maybe some nice grass. I'd be okay with that.
You get a case of bourbon, Andy.
Oh, bourbon. Say. We'll do it. I'll do it for a case of bourbon.
I need more than a case of bourbon. I am losing a pretty good sized city.
How much would you want from Kentucky in a trade to get the city Cincinnati? We'll give them Cincinnati. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want? What do they have that we possibly could want? I'll take one good college basketball team. We'll move them up to Cleveland. How's that sound?
Oh, no. I'll do one better. You give me the Kentucky Derby, you can have Cincinnati.
I thought about that. I want the Derby, they can have Cincinnati.
Then we'll talk.
All right. Just say it. Kevin Stefanski got moved, by the way. If you were looking for Kevin, we thought he'd be speaking right now. He didn't. What do you think about realignment? Do
this
you think Major League
practice,
Baseball?
Right?
Yeah, after practice. You'll hear him on afternoon drive. What do you think about this? Should Major League Baseball expand? And would you be okay with, say the Guardians being in the new MLB North, which would be the Blue Jays, the Tigers, the Guardians, and Pirates? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.